everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to the captain of the Peterborough Petes, as the Petes find themselves in the midst of quite a battle in the Eastern Conference for positioning, looking to see if they can reel in home ice advantage in the first round in this, the 60th anniversary season of the Peterborough Petes. That's coming up in a moment, and we are going to stay in the Liflock City for this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week. It is Hunter Garland of the Petes. He picked up 7 points in 2 games last week. He had back-to-back hat tricks and earned first star in both games as the Petes were able to knock off the Hamilton Bulldogs and then defeated the Mississauga Steelheads. The 21-year-old from Thorold, Ontario, in his 5th season in the OHL, helping the Peterborough Petes as an overager this year. Meantime, Eric Cornell is the captain of the Petes, and we recently chatted about what's happening in Peterborough down the stretch. With Eric Cornell of the Peterborough Petes, and Eric, we're into March. We've got a couple weeks to go in the regular season. It seems like in the Eastern Conference, wait a night and the standings are going to flip around. Do you guys find that every night when the games are over, next morning you're looking around to see, all right, where are we and where's everybody else around us?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's a bunch of teams sort of log-jammed in the middle of the standings, and we're right in the middle of it, so I think it's going to be pretty exciting coming down the stretch here.
Does it start and already feel like playoff games because of the fact that one win or one loss is making such a difference?
Yeah, I think that's going to benefit us at the same time, too, because if we can, for these last 7 games, if we can start playing playoff hockey, we'll hit the ground running come playoffs.
What's, you know, for you guys to have success down the stretch here, what do you think you guys need to make sure you really have going?
I think we have to tighten up defensively. I think we've shown that we can score a lot of goals so far this year, and you know that's not really our weak point. But when we sort of take a few shifts off, they seem to capitalize. And so if we can tighten up defensively, I think that'll help us moving forward.
Overall, is it one of those things where consistency is a big factor?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have good stretches in games, but sometimes if we take that period off or if we're not fully consistent throughout the whole game, we don't get the results. But at the same time, I think we've done a lot of good things this year, so hopefully we can sort of ride that heading into the playoffs.
Give me your take on how your season's come along here, your 4th one now in Peterborough.
I think it's come pretty good. Got some good line mates. Hunter Garland's had a really good year, too, and we've got a lot of chemistry going, so it's made a lot of fun, and it's been pretty easy so far.
Has one of the things that as your game has evolved over the last couple of years is not only, of course, being called upon offensively, but away from the puck, and certainly defensively?
Yeah, I think the coaches here have really helped me with that. I've sort of taken on a bit of a penalty-killing role here, which I'm pretty excited about. I think I've been able to help the team out there, and I just know at the next level that it's not going to be so much my play with the puck or all offense, you got to have more of a complete game.
When this season's done, whenever it is done, it's going to be 4 years in Peterborough for you. Has it felt like it's just flown by?
Yeah, it really has. Especially the last couple years. When I was younger, all the older guys said it flies by, and I didn't really believe them. But now, as I'm getting ready to wrap up my 4th year, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a good ride.
What has the city of Peterborough and just that whole organization, especially even away from the ice, meant to you?
Oh, it means a lot. I have a lot of history with Peterborough, and they've been really supportive. There's a lot of good people here, a lot of people cheering for you, so I can't thank them enough.
For people now, of course, the OHL priority selection is going to come up in about a month as well. Somebody says, Peterborough, what do I need to know about Peterborough and coming to play for the Peterborough Petes?
Just the tradition. I think we don't take the tradition lightly. Everybody always talks about it, and it's really an honor to play for the Petes, and coming to Peterborough, fans are going to come out and they're going to support you win or lose. So that's a lot. That's really important for us.
Recently, the Petes honored their 96 OHL championship team, which of course celebrated a Memorial Cup about a month after you were born. But do you guys sort of hear some stories floating around the rink about that team?
Yeah, there's still some guys working for the organization who were around back then. And yeah, it sounded like it was quite a special time. I think, the Petes tradition really goes back to the winning ways and in times like that. And, from what I've heard about that group, it was a special group. And I could even draw some similarities to our team this year.
Finally, as you guys are jockeying for position, as you and I talk, you're tied with Niagara and Mississauga with 64 points, Ottawa behind you with 63. How big would it be if you guys can jump into that home ice spot in that number 4 seed?
Yeah, it'd be huge. We've never finished that high in my time here, so You know, I think home ice will go a long way for us. We know how to play pretty well in our rink. I don't think a lot of teams like the square corners are coming in here, so you know, that would be a huge advantage for us.
All right, you touched on the square corner, so I'll go there. Is that one of those things when you first came to Peterborough, it took about a month to figure out, okay, where's the puck going to bounce?
Yeah, I think it might have taken a little more than a month, but now that I've been here for a while, you know, we can really sort of use that to our advantage. And, you know, whether it's in the offensive zone, you sometimes know where to cheat to get the bounces. And in the defensive zone, you know how to make sure you bear down and use the corners correctly, because if not, it could pop out in front of your own net.
Do you find, too, if you're going against maybe a young goalie or a team with a young D, it's like, all right, this is going to be fun tonight?
Well, yeah, that's kind of where we've had our success offensively, 5-on-5. We can chip it in. You know, sometimes the D don't want to go back and get it, or the goalie won't come out of his net, so we can establish a forecheck and play well down low. I think that's sort of one of our strengths this year.
That was Peterborough Pete's captain, Eric Cornell. Meantime, the OHL stops have been announced for the CHL Canada-Russia Series 2016 edition. They will be November 10th in North Bay and November 14th in Hamilton. They'll be joined by Prince George and Edmonton of the Western Hockey League, along with Baie-Comeau and Chicoutimi of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, hosting the 2016 CHL Canada-Russia Series. Here's a look at this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings, and we have a change at the top. The Rouyn-Noranda Huskies of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, now the number one ranked team in the country. They're followed by the Erie Otters at number two, the London Knights at four, the Kingston Frontenacs at six, and the Kitchener Rangers coming in at the number eight position. Your latest BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. The 2016 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament is coming up next week, hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. It goes on March 15th to 21st in Toronto. For more information, check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com. The schedule has been set, and of course you can get updates on OntarioHockeyLeague.com throughout the tournament. And while you're there, hey, just check out the site. It's all new, a brand new OntarioHockeyLeague.com, available for you just as the OHL regular season is winding down, and a great place to get updates throughout the postseason, including play-by-play updates of games as they are happening throughout the league. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.